It's Thursday, July 15th, AED 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Churches across Canada are being attacked and burned down with impunity. Since June, there have been 45 attacks on Christian and Roman Catholic congregations, reports thecountersignal.com. Of those, 17 of them have been scorched or burnt to a crisp in suspicious circumstances. The fires and vandalism span 6 provinces and the Northwest Territories. It's a reality most Canadians only thought possible for Middle Eastern countries like Syria, where ISIS has bombarded and razed dozens of Christian heritage sites in the name of Islam. Now, after nearly 6 years of liberals calling Canadians racist and fanning the flames of hatred, hate crimes are becoming commonplace against Christians and Catholics in Canada. While the mainstream media refuses to call it what it is, a terror campaign, Christians are being forced to defend themselves or hire private security just to protect their holy places of worship. Kian Bexty, the journalist with the countersignal.com website, tweeted, quote, "Another church goes up in flames, Morinville, Alberta. If this was a synagogue, the country would have a day of mourning. If it was a mosque, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau would be there to put it out by hand. Instead, Christians are left terrified that their church is next. This is terrorism," end quote. TheCountersignal.com wrote that despite the deflection by the liberal media, people are waking up to the hateful Marxist ideology shared by these terrorists and egged on by Canada's progressive elites. And fortunately, more evidence is being uncovered to identify who they are and bring them to justice. Jesus said, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you." John 15, verses 18 and 19. We are witnessing history in the making as the Cuban people are protesting in the streets for their rights and against the corrupt communist regime. One Cuban protester explained it this way.
Everyone in Cuba is go out on the street. Everybody in Cuba there asking for the freedom.
In the midst of these spontaneous rolling street protests across Cuba this weekend, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel commanded all diehard, quote, revolutionaries and communists, end quote, to take to the streets and confront the, quote, counter-revolutionaries, end quote, reports the Miami Herald. So it's not surprising that as Cuba faced unprecedented pushback from its citizens, Díaz-Canel rolled out the oldest communist relic he could find, a 90-year-old Raúl Castro, who retired back in April. On Sunday, Castro attended a Communist Party Politburo meeting on how to address the protests in Cuba. The goal was to craft a plan to squelch protests that spread across the communist island. By Monday, the government had interrupted internet service, social media platforms, and cell phone service in Cuba. If there were still protesters on the streets, the world could not see them because of the blackout. That's the Cuban way, the Miami Herald editorialized. The idea is to stop an Arab Spring-style uprising and shut down international support. But if Cubans on the island fell silent, Cuban Americans in Miami made up for it. A group of Cubans crippled one of Miami-Dade's busiest roads. Scores of people strolled onto the Palmetto Expressway. Traffic on both sides was impacted just before afternoon rush hour, reports CBS Miami. One Cuban-American made this remark.
It's been 60 years of suffering. This is the time. This is the time. This has never happened in Cuba.
And Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis suggested providing the island with internet service to give Cubans an international stage. In yet another confrontation at a school board meeting over the Marxist-based critical race theory, a black father named Ian Rice of Caledonia, Michigan, told members his daughter will be taught that her white mother is quote-unquote evil, reports WorldNetDaily.com.
Critical race theory is teaching that white people are bad. That's not true. That would teach my daughter that her mother is evil.
Rice argued that critical race theory was never meant to be taught in grade schools or high schools.
It's actually taught in the collegiate atmosphere, and more importantly, the legal portion of the collegiate atmosphere, to see different laws through the lens of race. Instead, they're using it as their own agenda to indoctrinate